Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. It is my great pleasure to have two wonderful, talented young people in the studio. Oh, now I feel really old now that I call them young people. Shane Fernando is here. He is debuting as a director. He's directing Cape Fear Theater Arts at City Stage Presents Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson. So Shane is here. He brought with him Paul Thiel, the lead actor and singer who portrays Andrew Jackson. So thank you both for coming.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Now, I had not heard about this. It was a Broadway show that had pretty positive reviews. When did it debut, and who wrote this Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson?
Well, the book was written by Alex Timbers, and the music and lyrics by Michael Friedman. It debuted on Broadway in the mid-2000s. It actually had a very good run off Broadway and a shorter run on Broadway. And here we are with it today in Wilmington.
I've heard it described as a comedic, historical, rock musical. So I've also read that it redefines our seventh president, Andrew Jackson, as an emo rock star. And I'm portraying my age again and my uncoolness by saying, what the heck is emo? Paul.
Well, Shane and I were just kind of talking about what we thought emo was. And I think it's a very, it's kind of like emotionally hardcore. It's tough and sensitive. It's like a very expressive.
It's storytelling through punk rock.
Yeah.
So you get the emotional core of the person, and it's almost, in a sense, a confessional style of storytelling through the rock music.
How interesting. So we're looking at the seventh president of the United States, but we're hearing this through rock. Just talk about the whole flavor of the show, because I think it's a really interesting concept.
Well, as oddly enough as it seems to take the 19th century and take our seventh president and collide it with emo punk rock, it actually makes a lot of sense when you get into the depth of the story. And this is what attracted me to the story and to the play, is that it is historically accurate.
Really?
The history is right on. And once I learned that, I said, I got to do this.
Yeah.
I got to do this piece. The history is true to life, but it's told in an exaggerated form. You have Andrew Jackson, who was the first popularly elected president of the United States. He was the first president who was not a founding father or related to the founding fathers. He was a populist. He was elected by the people. He ran on running against the establishment and the aristocracy, the Federalist aristocracy at that time, and he was going to represent the voice of the people.
Mm.
And so you have this guy who's brought in by the people as a common man, and then you have this rock music. So you have this renegade, you have this rock music, and boom, it actually works. It works. And
it makes sense now when you describe it that way, Shane. It was a very powerful time historically. Andrew Jackson was responsible for a lot of things that happened at that time.
Yes.
Mention a few of the historical events that are portrayed through the punk rock music.
Absolutely. And it's a very true portrayal of this tragic hero. You see the good things he did, and you see the bad things he did. And in terms of opening up the government to the people and trying to be the people's voice. And then you have the Trail of Tears.
That was during his time.
During his time.
Wow.
And it was a decision that he made. And so you have these moments like this that are brought out through his presidency that are extremely painful and actually in many ways forgotten parts of our history that have been veiled but are extremely important and are in many ways still affecting what our nation is today. And again, it goes back to that historical element of this piece because so much, you know, he's the founder of the Democratic Party. There's so much that what he did and what happened at that time that still affects our country in so many ways. And he actually created the two-party system in this country because it was a single party.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Shane Fernando. He is making his directorial debut with Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson at City Stage. It opened last weekend and it runs two more weekends. I'll give you all the information for tickets at the end of the interview. Let's talk now with Paul Thiel. Paul stars as Andrew Jackson in this punk rock emo musical, a comedic historical rock musical. Paul, tell me how you prepared for this role. Did you do research on Andrew Jackson, or did you just go with what the playwright gave you?
I started with what was written, and I didn't realize the first time that I read the script how factual it was. And then as I began my research, I was very surprised at how true all these things were. Of course, they're exaggerated for the comedic aspect of the show. But some of these things seem so outlandish and seem to fit with the emo genre so perfectly that you're like, there's no way this is actually true. And it actually is. And
you mentioned the bleeding. I mean,
that's, yeah, like cutting himself. You know, he used to do that. And even back then, it's a very outlandish medical procedure, but it was still done by doctors. But Andrew Jackson was like, no, I'm just going to sit in my room in the White House and do it myself, you know.
Wow. Yeah, to cut yourself open and bleed out the ill humors.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Exactly. But it was very cool preparing for this because, I mean, you know, sometimes the harder it is to like a person, the more fun it is to start to find that empathy. And I think it's important to ask why and not just damn people for mm-hmm. what they did. You know, he didn't come out of the womb ready to make all these difficult decisions. There were things that happened to him, an environment that he came up in that led him to do some of the things, some of the less pretty things that he did.
Right. And as an actor, you get to explore all those aspects of his character mm-hmm. without judgment. Just what would I feel like if I were doing this? Yeah. And how would I justify it? And why would it make sense to me?
Exactly.
Now, your character of Andrew Jackson is throughout the play, Paul, but there are lots of other characters swirling around you. Mm-hmm. And we were talking before we came on the air about it's basically Andrew Jackson and ensemble because everybody else plays multiple roles. Let's talk about that a little bit.
We have an awesome cast. They really, like, bring it. George Dombey, we were talking about, is just hilarious. He has a couple really great characters that he brings to this show. Patrick Basquel, Caitlin Becca. Anna Gammel plays Mrs. Jackson, and she is awesome to work with.
We have Michelle Reif,
of
storyteller,
course.
And Alex Worf, who's Henry Clay, and Robin Heck and David Heck, who's Senator Calhoun. So there are a lot of historical figures in here that you actually see and, you know, that are brought to life on the stage.
And so it's City Stage, which means Chiaki Ito is
your
music director.
Yes.
And she can do rock like nobody else.
She rocks it out, and the band is amazing. It is. Chiaki's done an amazing job, and actually one of the most compelling pieces. Second Nature, which is sung by LaRaysha Burnett. She's a newcomer to the Wilmington theater scene, and she's been on stage a few times. She's blown people away.
Her
talent is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Chiaki did a rearrangement with her song by incorporating the band and turning it into a female vocal piece, and LaRaysha just wraps up the show in this incredibly powerful ballad. It's unbelievable.
Let's talk a little bit about your beautiful set and your costumes and your makeup, because those are certain significant aspects of this show.
Mm-hmm. It's a very visual show. We were just talking about the visual nature of the piece and how the combination of the 19th century and today and this punk rock all collide, and that collides in the set. The fourth wall is completely gone in this show. And so to do that, I was either to bring the stage out to the house, and when I was meeting with Terry Collins, our set designer, I asked him if he can bring the house, the auditorium, onto the stage.
Uh-huh.
So actually the balcony railings, which are in the house, they continue around on the stage, and the wood paneling continues around on the stage. So it feels like everyone's in a single room together.
Mm.
Then we have taxidermy, which was donated. Beth Crookham did our set dressing. And and so that continues on stage, out into the house. And the political bunting and all of the various elements envelope the audience and the actors together.
Mm-hmm.
And our costumes, they're a mix as well. You have these punk rock outfits and with frock coats and cravats and punked out hair and punk makeup. And, you know, Pauline Hopkinson's our costume designer, and Tony Rivenbark and my mom, Joyce Fernando, they all work together on the costume plot. And they've put together a beautiful, beautiful visual feast.
Have you had help with hair and makeup, or have the actors just gone for it themselves?
Actually, the actors have taken the lead on the hair and makeup, and they've... They've really done a great job.
Yeah, me and my vice president, Van Buren, we have like a ritual where I do his hair every night. It's like a bonding thing before the show.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, it just sounds so fascinating. There are two more weekends of the show. It's called Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson. You can see it this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at 8, and the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8, at City Stage at 21 North Front Street. It's being put on by Cape Fear Theater Arts at City Stage. And you can get your tickets by going to citystagenc.com or calling 264-2602. Again, 264-2602. All this information will also go up on our website here at WHQR. I could talk about this for quite a while, but we have to stop.
Yes.
Shane Fernando, Paul Teal, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.